swagger on a high.
What is up? What is up? Boop, boop, boop. Shout out to T-Pain.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Dude. Not a whole lot.
Nothing.
Not a whole lot. You went to the river yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was nice.
Did you die?
Almost. I almost died.
See, the more enticing answer would have been, yes, I died, and then this would be like a whole Sixth Sense kind of thing, and Bruce Willis would come in. Anyway.
You don't know. I could be.
You are the ghost.
That is correct.
GRH ghost, dude.
I am. You're the nightmare.
Yes, I am. Just ask. Never mind. That's going to be. I'm trying to keep it PG.
That's a whole nother, yeah.
There were anal hymens that I added to my collection over the years of Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm so sorry.
Kind of like our...
Dude, we're 30 seconds in, and I'm already saying some wild stuff.
Our class selection of names.
The upskirt, dude. That, the heavy...
That's deep.
That's a deep subject.
That's deep. So
how was the river?
It was nice. Pretty hot. It was very hot.
Yeah. It's been hot the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Tell me, man. I think yesterday heat index was like 107.
Oh, I believe it.
Today it was like 109, 110. Like, we were going to go out and try to mow the grass and stuff like that. Like,
step outside and you're like, nope.
Like I was cool with it, but I definitely, so my nephew's here, I definitely was not going to try to put him through that. He was supposed to be helping.
No, that's child abuse. That's child abuse.
I mean, like, for us, when we were growing up, that would have just been a normal day. That would have been like, that was your fun time.
Well, not necessarily fun. Like, I didn't have fun doing it, but...
It was fun for our moms and dads.
Yeah.
Because they were
I just remember, because growing up with two sisters and no brothers on the weekend, and it used to piss me off. God, it used to piss me off. My mom and my two sisters would be like, all right, we're going to go shopping. And dad's like, well, Tim and I are going to stay here and do yard work. And I'm like, what?
I want to go shop.
I was like, I don't even really want to go shopping, but that sounds way more fun than picking it. Because I grew up in Virginia, for our listeners.
Picking up sticks and pine cones.
No, I had to pick up walnuts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was gonna screw up our lawnmower if you mowed over walnuts, because those things are dense as crap. So, like,
before
you could mow the yard, you had to walk. And we were, I don't know, we were probably on an acre or...
You had to walk, like, up and down a line and pick up every single walnut you found?
Yeah. I mean, as best you could. And then, because we lived in the mountains and we did not have a riding lawnmower, it was like, after all the walnuts were picked up and thrown, like, we'd go back to the edge of the property line where, like, all the trees and stuff were, and basically just throw buckets of walnuts just over the fence line there into the woods. And then we had this old push mower. And at the time... I mean, literally, I didn't start putting on any kind of substantial weight until I was, like, in my mid-20s. When I was a kid, in high school, I weighed at, like, 115 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
When I was a kid, though, when I was basically old enough to where the bar on the mower was, like, lower than my face level.
Yeah.
And I could just, like, lean and put literally all of my body weight behind it to push. I was old enough to start mowing the yard. And so to push that thing up the hill, it's like I didn't weigh enough to push it up the hill.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah.
Because you had to go up.
Yeah.
And then if you're like living out with us, you know, you get your septic tank.
Yeah.
It's above ground.
The mound. Yeah.
Yeah. You just have that giant mound behind your house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you had to push mow. My dad got to ride the riding lawnmower.
Oh, naturally.
And, of course, mom's out there, you know, playing in the garden or whatever. And then my little sister was just running around. No, I was... Either push mowing or I was walking around, like, picking up the sticks when we had trees all in the yard.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord they cut those down.
Funny story, though. My dad grew up an Army brat because his dad, Sarge, was made his whole career in the Army, 20-plus years the Army. And he said that when he and his brother Mike would, like, be kind of horsing around or getting in trouble at home, Sarge would make them go outside and rake leaves, even when there were no leaves to rake. So he was like, yeah, we would literally be out there and cars would be passing and we're sitting here with a rake, raking nothing.
Raking dirt.
Yeah, raking nothing. That was their punishment. Like, go outside and rake the leaves. And like, there's no leaves. Like, go outside and rake the leaves. And so they're just out there looking like looking like dummies.
Here I am playing with a rake.
And it's basically like, you'll come back in when I tell you to come back in. You just keep raking until I tell you to stop.
Like 6 o'clock would hit and it's like, okay, it's dinner time. Go wash up real quick. And then as soon as you got done with that, like, all right, go back outside because you ain't staying in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nap time.
Which, funny, it is a funny story about, you know, that's kind of a unique way to punish kids.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of embarrassing them. You're kind of giving them labor, even though it wasn't really labor. It was still Florida, though, so it's hot.
You're still building character, too.
Yeah. But, and then whenever I would get in trouble, there was one particular time when I got in trouble and Dad told me to go out and wash his truck as punishment. And he would come out after I claimed that I was done. And I'd be out there for like an hour and a half because I knew he was going to scrutinize the tiniest little thing if I'd missed anything. And he would like, I swear he would just say I missed a spot even though I didn't. He would literally have me, you said you turned that off.
I did.
Well,
that was William Handy. Continue.
Turn it off.
It is off. It's on silent.
Oh, that didn't sound silent, did it?
It's on do not disturb.
Well, then why did it ding?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
2 plus 2 is not equaling 4 here, Kyle.
But continue.
Anyway.
I'll work on this and figure out why.
And then he would just come up with some nonsense that I missed a spot or something, and he would have me rewash the entire truck again. So I'm like, well, you know, the creative ways that we build character with our children.
Yeah.
But,
because, like, our way of building character growing up, basically, we would, like, even during a hurricane, you know, during a hurricane here in Florida, like,
go sweep up the twigs and the leaves and water.
Go sweep the water off the back porch.
Go squeegee the water off the...
Like, people think we're joking when I say we would take a squeegee and you had to get the water off the back porch so it didn't come in through the back door.
Yeah.
Because the way the ground is, it was, like, a little bit higher.
Go get the back porch.
So you had to, yeah.
Go get the mop and get all. I want the driveway dry.
Now we would have fun during the hurricanes. Like I was telling my nephew earlier, we literally like,
oh yeah,
we would get pulled behind the four wheeler with floats down the road when they were flooded. But after all that, you were soaking wet and you were tired and worn out. You were ready to go to bed. No, you had to go get the generator when we had a generator.
Yeah.
Before then, you had to go get all those torch lights.
Yep,
and then candles and set them up, and then the trees would be falling all over the fence. And like growing up on 50 acres, like I did, the next morning you were waking up, you were going to moving tree limbs off the fence line to make sure the cows didn't escape in the middle of the night, or you'd wake up and the cows are all in your yard,
or make sure that the fence, you know, that there was no like gap in the fence or something that the wind,
because you didn't want to lose all your cattle.
Yeah,
so
they'll find a gap and be like, oh, okay, I'll just go out in the road then.
Yeah.
But, see, I have the unique perspective of I know what snow days are like.
Yeah, see, that's...
And then I also know what hurricane days are like. And hurricane days in Florida are basically the snow days.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I think it's snow flurried maybe once since I've lived here. We moved here in 2004.
Yeah, like maybe 3-4 years ago, I think we had a good... It dropped down to like a negative nothing.
Well, it was snow flurry, but nothing that was going to accumulate. Like, it wasn't going to amount to anything.
Because the lowest we had, I think, was like last year or 2 years ago.
It got down to like 20-something. Yeah.
Maybe 18, like at 2 o'clock in the morning. But other than that, that's, it lasted for like maybe 5 minutes.
But it's just, we kind of viewed snow days the way that Floridians view hurricane days, where it's just kind of, you just have fun.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind, because Dad would wake me up early in the morning to help him shovel the driveway, and I have fond memories of the snow, because I never had to adult in the snow. I never had to, like, try to, because Dad was like, I still have to go to work.
Yeah, so you had to go out there and shovel the
snow. We had a trailblazer with four-wheel drive, specifically so that Dad could drive it to work like on snow days.
Yeah.
Because he was still expected to go in. And so I'd wake up early in the morning, help him shovel the driveway. And that was good fun to me because I knew school was canceled. So I'd shovel the driveway however long it took, and then I'd go back to sleep. And then I'd wake back up.
And just hang out and play out in
the
snow.
I'd go play in the snow, yeah. Well, there was a hill that I could sled down that was like in my neighbor's yard, but
yeah.
She let me play. They had a kid that was about my sister Amanda's age.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't mind me coming over and playing in their yard, so I'd go sled up and down the hill.
So yeah, just
fun, dude.
Only time I got to experience, well, I can say two times. I've experienced fake snow, quotations, because I fell off the side of a mountain, and
that's
story.
Kind of like you're kind of like breezing that was one of those past that, and that's kind of an important.
You okay, fell off okay, the side so of a so, in
you are a ghost.
I am.
Oh my gosh,
I'm not really here. I am, but I'm not. So basically, we went on like this youth trip.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So we went on this like youth trip with our church, with Parkview.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, we went up to Tennessee somewhere, mm-hmm. up there, and we went up to one of those mountain lodges and hung out for the whole week. But basically,
was it Winter Haven?
No, it wasn't.
That might be in Virginia.
Yeah, that's in Virginia.
Yeah.
I forget exactly what the name of the place was. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was probably my nephew's age, like 12, 13 years old. Maybe older than that, maybe around 14, 15. But so we're going up there, and it's the fake snow because it didn't snow hard enough to really cover the mountain.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can pick snow skiing or snowboarding.
I'm going to fall either way. So,
I was like, snowboarding, skateboarding. I know how to skateboard. Not the same at all.
No.
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 Skateboard, you kind of control with the front.
Well, snowboarding, and you don't skateboard necessarily down a mountain either.
You can. That's the slalom style, whatever they do. But
you can.
You can, but
you're a Florida boy whose biggest hill in Florida is only, you know.
Yeah, like the curb.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I went off the curb that's maybe like not even half a foot. So we're like, we're sitting there, and I of course, I'm like, I'm going to go snowboarding because I can do it.
Yeah, so, I'm Sean White.
Yeah, so I'm like, whatever. I get the snowboard. Day one, they're like, we're going. So I'm doing this. I get on the little bunny slope.
Full send.
I get on the trainer slope, which is not really a slope.
Yeah,
it's more like a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah.
Like from one story, wheelchair ramp. That's it.
Dude.
Like, and I'm like, I've skateboarded that before. I could ride a snowboard down it. So I'm going down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get about halfway down, bust my tail.
There's a tree.
No. Little kid. I ran straight into this little kid. So like, I'm like, okay, not that bad. So I finally get the hang of it. Well, then I'm like, I'm going to go on the big slope. Not the biggest one, like the monster they called they called it like the advanced bear slope or something like that.
Basically,
I went on the one that they basically called like the I don't know what you would have called it, but I called it the otter slope. It's just like it's a step up from a bunny. So I'm on this.
To see how the okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I see the logic.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm on that. I kind of get that down. So the next day we're there. And I'm like, I can do this. I can do the next step up. No. No.
Turns out
there's actually a curve in there. Oh. And nobody taught me how to go around a curve. I can only go straight.
Yeah.
So I'm going. I get off the lift. The guy's like, you locked in, ready to go? Gives me a little nudge. He's like, have fun. No. All I see is white. I see trees. I see everybody turning. And I'm like,
oh, how do you do that?
I'm like, all right, bye, guys.
It's like learning to fly an airplane. They tell you
if you start to mess up, just kind of drop to your back. Drop and just
fall back.
Yeah, you'll stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget that. They had put the fake snow down that morning, turned it into a complete ice block,
uh-huh.
And I just kept on gliding across the top of it, hit a tree,
uh-huh.
Grabbed onto another tree, and I looked down, and I can just see a drop. Below me.
Yeah.
So I basically had to unlatch like 1 foot And I'm using my other foot still attached to the board because I can't lose the board. It's a rental. I'm not paying for
this. At that point, I'd be like, you know what? Cut my losses, like, dude. I lose the board.
Like, the church could just pay for the board at this point. But, like, I'm sitting there, and I had to
figure out... No one was supervising me. That's on them.
Yes. I actually had to figure out how to use my feet to push, like, dig into the snow and push my way up, crawling. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs for help. Finally, this guy comes by, probably, like, in his 60s, comes by and is like, hey, brother, what's up, man? We get you off this here hill. You don't know what you're doing, do you? I'm like, not at all, man. So he's like, well, there's two ways you can get down. You can either sit on the board and you can just kind of glide. But again, there's another turn at the end, so you'll probably go off again. Or you can just walk. Your boy walked all the way down this hill.
Yeah.
It took me an hour and a half to walk down this hill because I kept stepping in soft snow. And then sliding in, like...
I would slide every chance
every chance I could. I was putting my tail on the ground and just sliding.
Just slide, yeah.
I look like an upside-down tortoise. Just...
So you almost fall off the side of a mountain and Master Roshi saved you.
Yes.
Okay. All right, dude. That I have never...
And from that point on, you know what I learned? No more snowboarding.
It was good. I'm glad you learned a lesson from
I did.
That.
I don't learn a lot, but...
And I'm sad to say, I lived for the first 13 years of my life in Virginia. Never. I've been mountain biking, plenty of hiking.
Well, if you ever get the chance...
Never been skiing or snowboarding.
You ever get the chance, just try it like a little bit. Don't full send.
So full send, first try on the advanced course, and when I see a turn...
Just go straight.
Just keep going straight because it's shortcut.
Hashtag Kyle knows best.
Also, make sure that my health insurance is up to date and my life insurance policy is up to date.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a shortcut, dude.
That's it.
If the goal is to get from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain, you guys are taking the long way. I'm taking the shortcut where I just fall off the side.
That's it.
Yeah. You guys are stupid.
And the women will love you.
I don't know how that factors in, but sure.
Somebody will be crying over you.
Well, I'd hope so. At least one person. That's how you know you've lived
a life. And that, my friends, is how to snowboard. Hashtag Kyle
knows best. Or how not to snowboard. Speaking of Kyle knows best.
Yeah. What you got for me today?
That's a good little segue. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so our second installment.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
Something in the background.
Dude, that was one of those little frogs that live in Florida.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That was a toad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. I'm the fire. Anyway,
all right, give it to me.
So
not like that, but yeah,
later.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So, on today's episode of Kyle Knows Best, I'm referring back to last episode where you posited a question to me, would I vote for you for president?
Yeah.
And I said I would. And I would.
It's a true friend.
Absolutely.
I'd vote for you.
Because I know you'd make me VP or chief of staff or something. Some nonsense.
I'd make you the president.
Oh.
I'd become president and make you president.
My first act is to make him president. Okay. Can they do that? Can the president just be like, I want my VP to be president. I'm tired of this. Can we just swap?
I mean, realistically, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there's a situation where that we might have to fake your death.
I can do that. I can fall off a cliff when I go snowboarding.
You can fall up the stairs going into Air Force One.
I can fall off the first step stepping out of my house. I can fall up the steps.
My spleen.
My spleen.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Kyle knows best. Yeah. Sorry about that. So, let's say you're president.
Okay.
President Kyle.
Okay. I'm getting that in my brain noggin.
I'm trying to wrap my head around our country ever electing a President Kyle.
Hey, I'm President Kyle. Respect my authority.
in your inauguration, before you give your speech, you just absolutely just clobber through like four sheets of drywall and chug a Monster energy drink.
Yeah.
And then headbutt somebody.
The Rock. Just straight up headbutt Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
So, let's say you're president, okay?
Okay.
How would you end the war in Ukraine?
It's a tough one.
Yeah. Get a little bit global political here on this episode of Kyle Knows Best.
Well, I feel like, first off, you got to get in good with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Which most of the world can do.
How would you do that?
Eat a lot of beans.
Oh, so you would actually be Putin?
Yeah.
And you could be like, hey, that's what we have. We have something in common.
We have something in common. We're both.
Okay.
Putin.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going
to. But no. For real. So I would take my man out to eat.
Oh, right? You're going to wine and dine.
I'm going to wine and dine the Putin.
Is there going to be any 69? Or is that second date?
That's second.
Second date. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So we're going to kind of go out to eat.
Mm-hmm. Kind of go out to eat?
Kind of go out to eat.
Okay.
While we're talking, you, as my VP slash president, because you're just kind of like casually dropping in all our troops in there.
Just
casually. Like,
are they dressed like our troops? Or
no, we're
like,
we're just dressed like normal
Russians. So they're all just wearing Puma track suits.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And gold and gold chains. Yes.
And all walking around talking like this.
Yeah. Russia. Yeah. Okay.
Mother Russia.
It's like, why do you have so many Russians on Air Force One with you? I'm like, or I'd be in Air Force Two because I'm the VP. So, and I'd be like, oh,
you can fly Air Force One if you wanted to.
I can fly it.
You can fly it. I give you that right. If you wanted to, you don't have to. But
I don't think you want me flying it. I could probably like keep it in the air.
I don't think they want me as president either. So.
Yeah, okay, you got a point. But we're talking hypotheticals.
Yeah,
here.
But so we get in there. You dropping all the troops in, right? Mm-hmm. They're just bringing them in, like just coming in like it's nothing, and we're just gonna casually while he's not paying attention,
while you're whining and dining him.
Yeah, you're gonna drop in one random Asian, just one.
Okay.
One random Asian.
Okay.
He's going to come in. Name's like Hung Yip or something. I don't know.
Isn't that a restaurant? We have a Hung Yip in Lake City. I will drop the whole restaurant on the Kremlin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And then pretty much we're just going to blame everything on that one guy.
Okay.
And then they're just going to go after Asia.
So, let me see if I can wrap my head around this. So we're gonna basically frame. Now, when you say Asian, do you mean like a Chinaman? We're gonna try to frame China because it would make sense that you would want to disrupt the relationship between Russia and China because they're getting kind of chummy, and we don't like that. We, the United States, don't like that. So we'd want to cause a rift. So it'd be like a China Asian.
Yes.
Not like an Indian or...
No. Okay. We like them.
Okay.
They're good with tech support.
Let me tell you something. Okay. So, a Chinaman.
Yes.
And we're going to blame...
this one single man.
For all of the American troops that are dressed as Russians.
Yep.
So, how do we explain to Putin that this one random Chinaman named Hung Yip, named after the restaurant.
He was a hungry man.
Had an entire platoon of American soldiers.
That's your job. You're president. Hashtag Kyle knows best.
I'll say he bought them on Wish.com.
we just tell him straight up, like,
I don't know what these people are doing here.
Biden's
like, they're clearly American. They're like,
Biden's not ours.
We'll do. Yeah, he's not. But we'll do kind of like that mission. I think on Modern Warfare 1, the No Russian
yes.
mission.
Yes.
But it'll be no American.
No American.
So, because they're all pretending to be Russian, so you don't want them to hear you speaking English. You don't want to hear, let them hear you speaking American.
America. I speak America.
So, no English. No English.
Me no speak no English.
No speak of the English.
I'm sorry, it sounded like, I don't speak of the English.
So, just talk like you had a massive stroke and you kind of sound Russian.
Yeah, you got to kind of like pull down your bottom lip to one corner.
Flashback.
One corner.
Deja vu.
You just kind of bite it a little bit and you just say,
At what point during the date with Putin do you grab him by the bottom lip?
And just shove your face into his mouth?
I'm talking speed bag them tonsils.
We make him a deal with all the questionables here in America.
All the questionables.
Yeah, the ones that we're not exactly sure what's going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And just throw them at him. Like, you want them, you can have them. They're all terrorists. And then when he gets them, he's going to be totally confused of what he got. Because yeah. I think the other day they did an interview with him anyway. Yeah. And he straight up said, I'm confused with America.
Get in line.
He was confused with America.
Dude, you don't have some sort of embargo on confusion about the state of America. You're going to have to get in line.
Yes.
First and foremost, Americans are confused at the state of America. And then the rest of the world can...
You have America. You have America.
You have America.
And then you have America.
America.
Yeah.
America. Which I would say we live in the America part of America.
I grew up in the America.
I don't think Virginia's very America.
You're America.
They used to be.
Now they're kind of America.
Yeah.
They haven't made it to, I love America, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Life America.
But, so your plan... to end the war in Ukraine is to pass off American soldiers
as Russian soldiers.
As Russians. And then when the coup has been revealed, we blame it on Hung Yip.
Yep. We blame it on a restaurant.
I don't see any part of this plan that could go wrong. I really don't. It's the perfect plan. I mean, no wonder.
And then at the end of the war, we hold up a big old sign. One side says America. The other side, hashtag Kyle knows best.
I'm going to tell you something.
Give it to me.
Once you promote me to president, I'm making you my foreign policy advisor.
Okay.
Trust me,
there's a lot of policies in my
head. You're playing 17-dimensional chess. You're inventing dimensions in which to play chess. I mean, people can't follow. I mean, that's like Sun Tzu.
Isn't that the point of chess?
Sun Tzu who? You know? The art of war who?
Who?
President Kyle. I mean, foreign policy advisor Kyle needs to write a book on the art of war. The definitive.
Alien warfare.
All encapsulating art of war.
The art of alien warfare.
Chapter 1, confuse your enemy so much that you confuse yourself.
Ultimate confusion.
Because if you're confused,
the art of
you've got deniability.
See, once you've mastered the art of confusing the confused, it's just Confucius.
Were they confused before you confused them?
They could have been. It's a whole confusion thing.
Now I'm confused. You're a master at this. I mean, masterfully done, honestly.
Thank you.
The art of misdirection, President Cow. I mean, I don't know. You're wearing so many hats right now. It's just crazy. All right.
Yeah.
How many... since we're talking about the government here, how many things do you think the government knows about that we don't know about?
Oh, they know about a lot.
You heard lately about this whistleblower that's talking about that we've had like extraterrestrial technology.
Oh, I totally believe in aliens.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I think it's a little bit, what's the word? I guess egotistical. It's kind of crazy to think, once you understand how big the universe is, that out of the entire universe, we're the only planet that could sustain life. That's really hard for me to believe, that the Earth and the solar system and the Milky Way galaxy, out of the trillions, quadrillions of galaxies that there are, there's one planet that can sustain organic life. Yeah. I don't believe that. Because now we're just playing the law of probability here, and I would think that
there's
got to be at least one other planet in the entire cosmos.
Half a planet. Like an asteroid took out one half. The other half, there's like just, it don't even have to be what we consider humans. Like humanoids. Doesn't have to even be that. It could just be a freaking, like, I don't know, a squirrel for all I know.
No. We're talking about intelligent life. It would necessarily be human. I don't know if all intelligent life would be quantified as humanoid.
Yeah.
But true. I think intelligent life is just intelligent. Because in my opinion, humanoid is like, what are they, biped?
Yeah.
Basically walks on two legs, two arms. And I mean, there could be squid aliens.
That are just walking around.
That are intelligent, you know, intelligent beings. But they're not humanoid. They're not bipedal.
They live in our oceans.
Dude. I don't uck with the ocean, dude. I uck with the ocean up until my feet can't touch the bottom of it anymore. And then I don't uck with it anymore.
Like, I'm good with it. Even, it's weird. I can go to the river and be able to see what's in it.
Like the
Itchitoknee. And still have anxiety about it. Because at any minute, I'm like, I can now see if something's coming up on me, but I don't know if I can get out fast enough. At least in the ocean, to a certain degree, I can go so far and be like up to my shoulders. I'm like, okay, I'm a pretty decent swimmer.
Yeah.
If there's no major rip current or nothing, I could get out of there pretty quick if I needed to. If something was to brush against me.
Yeah.
At some point, you get far enough and you're like, nah.
No.
Because you've seen some animals, like there's some fish out there that don't even eat meat. There's whatever. They're just little like.
They eat like.
Like plankton.
Microscopic, yeah, organisms.
That are freaking huge, man.
Yeah.
I was at the beach one time.
How did you get that big off of.
Well, I was at the beach like 2-3 years ago with my family. We're sitting there on the beach, just relaxing, listening to my music. I look out. And you just see some massive thing just kind of up and down through the water. And I'm like, no.
No.
No. And of course, you sit there, you're looking up everything on Google, like, what animal has this look to it? What does the fin look like? And it don't even know.
Oh, no. That, you know why? Because we know more about space than we do about our own ocean.
That's creepy.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, when they tell you we've only explored like maybe 10 to 12% of our ocean, and you think about how big the ocean itself is.
Yes.
And we've only explored maybe 12%?
Like, for example, Mariana's Trench, supposed to be like the deepest point in the ocean. Supposed to be like,
yeah.
And I forget how deep they say it was, but like this whole thing with the Sea Quest or this submarine that went down here.
It went down and imploded from the pressure. And
I've seen all these diagrams about like, okay, if you flipped the Empire State Building upside down, like this is how deep. And it's like showing at this depth, sunlight can't even
penetrate.
Yeah. This is like the point when sunlight ceases to exist.
Yeah. It's just pure darkness.
And we've cataloged things that are down in the depths, like, in the darkness, like the angler fish, for example. How terrifying
That thing's teeth are like the size of a human body.
Well, and you think about how just nature, where you evolve to accommodate your surroundings.
The fact that that fish...
This fish has a light on its head.
Yeah, it evolved...
That attracts things...
To it.
That it eat. Then it eats.
And it uses it to be able to see as well.
Yes. That is terrifying. And it, not to mention that the fish looks like it's been turned inside out.
Yeah. And apparently it can glow in the dark. Some of them can.
Yes.
Like they can...
It's like
they
bioluminescent.
Have like a, yeah. In their blood cells that... And of course they don't really have skin. They don't really have... Some of them don't even have, like, scales.
Yeah.
You just see through them. But yet these things can eat and devour.
I'm probably going to completely misrepresent this video that I saw because it was, like, a long time ago that I saw it. But there was a video, and it's on YouTube. I'll try to look it up one of these days and send you the link. But it was talking about how in I don't know if it was the Navy... or who it was that picked it up on sonar, but there was like two points that we're talking hundreds, if not thousands of miles apart from one another. And there was a noise, and it wasn't like plates shifting or anything like that. It sounded organic, but there was like this noise that these two points of sonar that were thousands of miles away from one another both picked up this noise, and they have no idea what it was. And I'm like, the fact that we know so little about our ocean and that there could be something down in the depths that is large enough to make a noise that can be picked up thousands of miles apart from one another.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Absolutely not.
No.
No.
And you know, there's the whole conspiracy that, of course, you have the Megalodon.
Yeah.
That lived.
Well, that's not a conspiracy.
Millions of years ago.
Yeah, we know that there was a Megalodon.
It's still there. It's still there.
Oh, I've seen videos of people.
Did you see the one recently where their the dive team went down and they're filming a shark?
Mm-hmm.
And it's eating like the, like whatever, they
school
put some.
Of fish,
yeah, a school of fish that's in front of them. There's like a squid or something comes out.
Now, was this like a... Was this like the where they put you in the cage and they drop you in?
No, it was like one of those rovers that goes deep under. It went to like super dark.
Okay.
So they were filming the shark. Well, then they run up on this bed of like sediment, and they said that they bounced off of the sediment.
Mm-hmm. But it moved.
Yeah, like it moved and like rippled, and it's almost as if there's an ocean underneath the ocean, which is terrifying enough.
Can't even.
Fathom that. They said that you could see like the ripples running up onto a bank underneath the ocean. So there's like a bed of seagrass. So
our ocean is like the Russian
with
dolls.
An ocean in like a lake in the center.
Yeah.
And then when they tried to bounce to go into it, it wouldn't let them. But then right as they turned around,
so there's a body of water inside a body of water.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're with me. And then
very tentatively,
and then apparently as they're going over it, they're trying to figure out like what it even is.
Yeah.
They get to this point where they see another shark that's got a massive like mouth like mark.
Like something had
literally put it
take a chunk out of it.
Yes. Like its entire backside from like the fin.
Yeah.
All the way down to the bottom of it and back around. Where it looked like it had just, like, grabbed hold of it. So you're talking about, like, a shark that's, like, maybe the size of a great white, which is huge.
Yeah, I mean, they're already, what, 10, 12
feet
long?
They're like
long.
A giant swimming elephant.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So they're trying to say that whatever bit it had to have been even probably three times the size of that shark.
That's impressive. I'm more impressed that that shark... Got bitten
and survived
somehow
something.
Got away.
Yes. It's like he bit it and was like, oh, that's my bad. My bad.
I was just letting you know I could. I was just letting you know.
Just letting you know who the alpha still is.
Yeah, I could have. I didn't have to bite you. I could just open my mouth and just swallow you whole.
And then on top of that, you got people diving down there like, oh, I found UFOs underwater. Like,
dude.
So not only do we have megalodons, now we have aliens underneath the water.
And megalodons are technically like dinosaurs.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
They were around.
Same time as like the crocodiles and alligators have been around forever.
Do you think mankind?
Apparently they were like huge at one point too.
Do you think mankind coexisted with dinosaurs?
I think we did at one point.
Then how?
There is the possibility because we have cave paintings, we have stuff. Like at some point,
how do you think that mankind survived the meteor that killed the dinosaurs?
That's tricky.
Because I get what you're saying.
Because like, we have paintings of like humans walking around with these massive animals.
Yeah.
So at some point they had to have been here.
And obviously dinosaurs aren't a conspiracy. We know dinosaurs existed.
Yeah, there's skeletons all over the place. So
and to get into like if we kind of dive into spiritual things, like if you take the Bible into account, yes, God created humanity last. God literally created the heavens and the earth. He created the sea and land and like separated the two. He created all the life that populated the earth first, and then the very last thing he did was he created Adam and Eve. So there's a discussion to be had about like, you know, because in Genesis it talks about the sun rose and the sun set, and that was a day, and blah blah blah, kind of cataloging in the 6 days, and because on the seventh day God rested. Yep. So when it says the sun rose and the sun set, does that actually mean 24, like our lunar?
I don't believe
hours?
So because I would feel like back then,
well, and you know,
days were longer.
Well, and they. It also said in the Bible that like a moment with God is like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
On earth.
So like what's 24 hours to us could have been like a year. It could have been 15 years.
So in the span of quote unquote 6 days, because mankind was created on the sixth day.
It could have been 600 years.
Or 6,000 years. I mean, 6 million years for all we know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So for all that time, we have no recollection as of right now.
Why would there have been a calamity? Like, at the beginning of everything, God is literally creating everything.
And then somehow it was
why would there be a calamity before God created man? Because everything was perfect.
Yeah. It was all perfect, and then at some point he was like, let's change it up a little bit.
So it's interesting because, like...
Or, I know it's a little bit of a conspiracy.
Oh man, we're
a little bit,
we're already
it's,
down
it's
this
probably,
rabbit
it's
hole.
Probably, it's probably way over yeah, top dude. Of people's heads, but what if? So, on the same subject, we have all the planets in our solar system, right?
Yeah. And Pluto.
Pluto is a
Fight
planet.
Me. Fight
it's a
me.
Planet.
It's a planet. Fight me.
It'll always be a planet. It's the baby planet, but it's a planet. It's the baby brother.
You can't just stop paying child support and say, that ain't my baby, that ain't my planet. No.
You can't just make
Don't
it a
be
planet
a deadbeat.
And say, well, you know what? There's no life there. We can't
you knocked up Uranus. You claim Pluto.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Don't be like Neptune.
That's right.
So.
Be like Saturn. Put a ring on it.
They've already said that there's the possibility that there was life on Mars at some point.
Yeah. Because
they found traces like water.
Yeah.
They found traces of water. And what would look like a dried up river to us. Is what they found apparently where it looked like their water had flowed through at one point.
Where there was like water erosion.
So it's almost like there was life there at one point. And there may still be. But the possibility, there is the very big possibility there was somebody there before us. What if the meteor that took out the dinosaurs, the dragons, the giants, all
that. Leviathans,
the. It literally just wiped them out or did it because. When
dun,
they
dun, dun.
So life completely screwed up the atmosphere and everything on Mars. Humanoids, whatever you want to call them, they somehow screwed it up. They came up with the idea, take a ship, kind of like an ark.
So wait,
and hang on.
Okay.
They took this ark or a ship, came to Earth. Crash landed, and it wiped them all out.
Dude.
Because if you really dig
deep... What you're saying is that the quote-unquote meteor that wiped out all the dinosaurs...
was really an alien craft.
So, are you also saying that humanity existed on Earth before the ship meteor came?
I feel like there had to have been some type of humanoids here before, because who would have told the stories of the Leviathans, the dragons, the dinosaurs?
I mean, there's these other people. I don't know about dragons, but there's an account of Leviathan, or at least a Leviathan in the Bible.
Somebody would have had to tell the story of it for us to know about it now.
Yeah.
So it's not like they could have just wiped out all of creation and then been like, well,
and it would make sense.
I just automatically know that every bit of life that was on this planet, and I'm going to tell you all about it.
It would make sense, too, that any, like, prehistoric creature that lived in the depths of the ocean would have survived.
Yeah.
Like,
especially if there's attack. That sediment under there. I mean, it could have went down there.
But why?
The sediment from the meteor.
But why specifically the dinosaurs? Because, like, other animals, species survived.
Yeah, because we somehow still have squirrels.
So the Ark wasn't a ship. Or was a ship.
It was a ship.
But it wasn't a boat. It was a spacecraft.
The original Ark.
And I flew it, which would account for the reason why when we got to Earth, I didn't know how to land. I just knew how to fly it.
We knew that we had to get off Mars.
And I didn't know how to, because you were like, oh, you could fly Air Force One. I'd give you the right. I'm like, well,
I could
probably maintain it in the air. But the second we were like, hey, we got to land this thing, I'd be like, well, here's the problem. I don't know how.
We've never done this before.
I'm winging it.
Literally built this, got off Mars.
Did we even put...
Commanding officer was like, you're in charge of flying.
Did we even put landing gear on this thing? No? Okay, we're going in hot.
Something could have happened coming into the atmosphere, too.
Because
if we had never been to Earth...
I prematurely, like, initiated the landing gear before we'd come all the way through the atmosphere.
And ripped it clean off.
And I was like, well...
Crash land into the ocean.
Plan B.
We got to crash land in the ocean.
And then I missed the ocean by, like, a long shot. I missed the ocean, and we landed right smack in the middle of land, and it just killed everything.
Yep.
Or just...
And everything that was left in the water survived.
I hope our listeners are, like, really high to follow this train of thought. Because we're out there, man. We're like...
Either that or they're just opening their minds up to it.
I mean, you know.
We're giving them a new spectrum of
America.
We're not. We're just giving them...
This is not even an episode where we're hanging out with Eddie.
We're giving you all a new spectrum of what life could have possibly been like and how we got to this point.
We're trying to take all these different theories and meld them into one. It's kind of like...
It's a new age.
There are certain people that believe that, like, all of the different religions all kind of worship the same God, which I don't believe that. But there are people that think that there are all these different religions. They really all, kind of all roads lead to the same place kind of worldview. I don't believe that, obviously. But what we're trying to do here is take different theories. Like the people that believe in the Big Bang Theory.
I'm not saying that
it didn't happen. Because the Bible says that God could create stars and galaxies with a spoken word, which to me,
why
could have manifested its as a Big Bang. He spoke it and boom, there it is. Like, there's science.
Yeah, because you know, like when if you snap your finger
and do your step,
you get like that spark.
Yeah.
So what if you know what I'm saying? Like you get like the friction. Spark? You get the friction.
Oh, the friction. Okay.
Well, the friction, what if, I mean, if you wanted to believe in the Big Bang, there's the possibility of, like, what if two rocks collided? Two meteors collided.
Mm-hmm. Two atoms.
Two atoms.
And two Eves.
They collided. The friction caused some type of magnetic pulse that, as more meteors were flying through, all gathered. And then over time, boom. Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, somehow we had the Earth. The entire galaxy.
Neil deGrasse Cooey over here, dude. That's it.
We figured it all out.
Hashtag Kyle knows best.
I don't know how we got here, but here we are.
We got here on an ark.
On a ship.
With,
but here we are.
What if we brought the Leviathan from Mars?
What if we rode the Leviathan?
Leviathan was the ark.
What's up? The Leviathan is a dragon looking thing, but they can also live in the ocean. And we literally just flew on the back of the Leviathan.
What if the Leviathan is still alive,
living
in the core of the Earth,
and
he's like a godly being? I'm not saying he is God, because there is only one God.
Yeah.
There is the God.
Yeah.
But he's like a godly being.
Like, if you could go deep enough in the ocean and find him, he would grant you wishes.
Like, he's...
Shenron.
Yes. He's the super... We're literally pulling... He's the super dragon.
Yes. That's it, dude.
Peas and carrots. To all our Dragon Ball fans out there.
Peas and carrots, dude.
Peas and carrots.
And then make
mind your peas and carrots.
And then make your wish.
That's it.
Peas and carrots. Well, we are we're approaching the 1 hour mark. Woo! on this episode.
Came up quick.
Dude, when you get off in the weeds like that, hour goes by pretty quick. But
time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. It absolutely does. But yeah. So this is not that Hanging with Eddie episode that I kind of told you guys about in previous episodes.
No, this is just we kind of got together.
This is how our brains think normally.
People should really embrace it.
So you'll want to, you know, grab some popcorn on any episode where we're hanging out with Edward, because it's going to get...
With Edward. Well, we're hanging with Edward.
Edward Funny Britches is gonna hang out with us sometime, and we're gonna get way out. You think we got out there tonight?
JNCO jeans,
dude. Don't even... that we got to save that for another episode. Don't even get me started on JNCO jeans. Not tonight.
I won't get you.
This will be a... this will be a 6 hour episode.
If those were like wingsuit pants. We'll get on that to a whole nother. You know those wingsuits? You jump off buildings and fly.
No, 90s had the greatest fashion.
They were like...
fight me.
They were like rocket pants. If you jump from high enough, they would blow up and look like little rocket legs.
I have no idea what you just said to me.
We'll get on that topic.
Yes, another time. That's a topic for another episode. But thank you guys so much for hanging out. If you made it all the way to the end, we love you guys. Again. We will be posting links to our Discord and our other socials. Hit us up with any new ideas, whether it be topics you'd like us to talk about or just ideas for new segments, because Kyle and I are constantly thinking of new things that we can talk about on the podcast. Tonight, we didn't really have much of a an agenda.
No.
Beyond the Kyle Knows Best thing. This was literally us just kind of talking, which is really what we wanted the podcast to be.
Yeah. We just really want to have fun, open,
but
just let our minds kind of wander and have fun with it. But let you join in with us and just kind of see how our minds work. But at the same time,
be terrified, because
really take it all into consideration, because we don't really know all the secrets of the universe.
No. We're just two goofy dudes that talk nonsense. But it's fun.
It's nonsense, or it could be true. We could have the secrets of the universe in our mind if we just open it.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
I'm going to get that tattooed somewhere.
The secret of the universe is in your mind.
Hashtag.
Kyle knows best.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a good time.
Love you guys.
Have a great night. Love you.
Peace.
Always remember, be kind. Have a great time in life.
And please rewind.
Be kind.
Love you guys.
Peace out.
Swagger on 100.